Well, we're standing in the Hotel Polonia, the pavilion for Poland, which won the Golden Lion Award for Best Pavilion. And I'm standing here with one of the curators. And your name, sir?
Grzegorz Piątek.
And do you want to tell us a bit about the idea for Hotel Polonia?
We started out with the theme of this year's Biennale, which is architecture beyond building. To us, architecture beyond building starts as when the architect leaves, and then the time, the passage of time, and the people who use the building start to change it. And we think that the buildings as they are built now are bound to get outdated faster and faster, because architecture is still dependent on very slow processes and very heavy technologies, whilst other many other fields of technology and art are moving towards virtualization, dematerialization, miniaturization, and architecture is still very, very heavy and very slow.
The centerpiece of the exhibition are these series of large backlit collages that show reasonably some well-known projects and others less known in a highly different context.
We picked six prestigious, well-known Polish buildings built either by Polish or foreign architects, and tried to imagine what will happen to them in 40, 50, 60 years' time after a major political or economical or environmental change. That's basically it. We did the same thing to the pavilion itself, which is a very official, very pompous building from the 30s, and tried to imagine a different use for it. That's the hotel theme. There are two beds, a red carpet, and for the first five nights of the Biennale, there were actually people sleeping over the pavilion. We think that the Giardini in Venice, the exhibition area, is a terrible waste of space, since it's not used for a good part of the year. It's only used for the exhibition once a year. Otherwise, it's neglected and totally forgotten. Nobody bothers even, you know, coming here.
Helps with the accommodation problems as well.
Yes, and everything in Venice is being turned into a hotel, but there's still demand for more accommodation. So why not turn Giardini into a holiday resort?
One of the examples here, which has been turned into a leisure center, there's been an element of humor to this.
Yes, the project is, we are not saying that it's all serious and that this is how we imagine the future. The works are highly ironic. They are meant to provoke, to make you think.